Nina and I had flown out to New York City for an extended weekend away from our city. We flew up to visit a friend who offered her a room in her apartment for us, which saved us a ton of money. Money we would then use to eat, explore, and enjoy the city and just be tourists. On the big day, I, a mid-20s, 5'8 inches, 150 pounds, black-haired, slim guy, was trying to convince my girlfriend, Nina, early 20s, 5'1 inch, 110 pounds, dark brown hair to her shoulders, to come with me to Central Park. She was wearing a white dress, which sported a nice bit of a cleavage window, allowing me to admire her 34B breasts and hiding her bubbly round ass underneath. I was nervous the entire time. I mean, we talked about marriage before and obviously I knew the answer was going to be yes, but still my nerves were shot. Just the build-up, the anticipation, whether or not I could properly convey my feelings into words, was the moment perfect. Like I said, shot nerves. The plan was to take a cycle rickshaw over to Central Park, find Turtle Pond and, honestly, just wing it from there. Our rickshaw guy was pretty nice, very energetic, and pointing out buildings and their history as we rode past. I wasn't paying too much attention to him, constantly patting my pocket to make sure the ring was still there. 5 minutes later, checking again just to comfort myself. We eventually get to the park and make our way over to the pond. It was a warm day, approaching hot. I lead my girlfriend over to the pier that overlooked the serene, still pond surrounded by basking turtles. We sat down on the bench and talked about the day, our trip, where we wanted to go in the city during the rest of the vacation, and how we felt life was going. My hope was that the people around us would leave, but as time crawled on for what seemed like hours, I bit the bullet and went for it. Down to one knee in front of her with a ring in hand, "Honey, you know I love you more than words can say. Will you marry me?" I finished my speech and looked in her eyes, searching for the answer I was hoping for. Her hands clasped around her mouth as she nodded and exclaimed the affirmation I anticipated. "Yes." I slipped on the engagement ring with the applause of onlookers around us and hugged her. Butterflies had leapt out of my mouth as the hardest part was over. She was bedazzled by her new jewelry, flaunting her hand everywhere in an exaggerated fashion. We headed back to our friend's apartment to clean up the sweat of the growing hot day. The plan was to celebrate with friends that evening at Mesa Grill. We had some time to kill, so my, now, fiancé decided to hop in the shower to get ready. I was in bed calling parents and family, letting them know that I had successfully managed to trick my girlfriend into marrying me. After I finished the calls, I could hear the shower running, partly because the door was ajar. Deciding that I loved the environment, I slipped into the bathroom and stripped down. My hairless 7-inch cock growing in anticipation of seeing my fiancé naked. I slipped into the shower. She had her back turned to me and I wrapped my arms around her, kissing the side of her neck, my hands exploring her under breasts. My fingers gliding across her areolas up to perky nipples as I take them between my fingers and roll and pinch them slightly. Her body shivers with the pressure I exert. My cock rubbing against her wet, soapy slit as I press my body against hers. She turned around and our lips meet with a wet, sloppy kiss, building passion. Nina's hand works its way down to my throbbing member as she takes it into her grip. Her fingers barely closing across my girth. My mirror hers moving downward to her hairless slick pussy. She strokes my hard cock, alternating between going down the entire shaft to rubbing the head. As we continue to make out, I rub my middle finger outside her pussy, trying to coax it open. Nina raises her leg and I hook my arm under it, move it slightly to the side and introduce my finger into her. Nina moans into my mouth as my finger enters her pussy and proceeds to show me how much she loves it by pumping my cock harder and faster. My other hand clutches and squeezes her round ass. Our locked lips break as she moans with each finger thrust into her tight hole. "Don't stop." She shifts her weight, wrapping her arms around my neck, holding onto me. Her pussy in the palm of my hand as I rub her clit inside her slit. My thumb encircling it like a hungry vulture starving for a meal. I build up the tempo to match her body wiggling in euphoria. My finger blitzing her G-spot, my thumb laboring on her clit. Nina could only grip my neck as her climax washed over her body. I looked down at her as she was breathing hard. "Feel good, babe?" She confirmed as we step out of the shower. I sat back and appreciated the sight of her slipping into a teal dress. No bra on. No underwear underneath. She kissed me as she flipped up the bottom of her dress and winked at me. I playfully slap her behind. Cock tease.